William Hanson is here, and we give you a nice round of applause, William.
How do you do?
Excellent start.
Excellent, everybody. William Hanson is an international expert on matters of etiquette, manners, and good taste. He's worked with royal households, governments, businessmen and women, and several big-name brands. Fans of Downton Abbey and William and Kate can use William's new book, The Bluffer's Guide to Etiquette, to learn more about the many rules of etiquette that govern high society. Now, you'll notice that we said, how do you do? So you don't say, how's it going? You say, how do you do?
No, try and avoid that, unless you really want to sort of be in the spaghetti and chips brigade for the rest of your life. You want to say, how do you do? It's a much better start.
But it's a rhetorical question, we should point out.
It is. You don't say, yes, I'm doing very well, thank you. Although many, many years ago, you would have done. It was a way of saying, how are you?
Mm. Now, the book going to help you what to say, where to be seen, what to wear. So let's do where to be seen. Where do I find high society, polite society?
Well, really, you would look at what we would call the season. Now, the season has changed slightly since sort of 50 years ago, but now it is still Royal Ascot, Cowes Week, Wimbledon to a certain extent. It's not a proper season event, but it's sort of been adopted a little bit.
We dropped skiing now, have we?
Skiing for the winter months is fine, but if you want predominantly English, then sort of stay within England.
But you have to dress correctly for these occasions.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Royal Ascot, if you're in the Royal Enclosure, which, let's face it, is the only place to be.
Yes, of course.
Then it is morning dress, not a morning suit, because if you call it a morning suit, that's a bit like saying pleased to meet you as well, because it's not a suit, because nothing matches.
What events aren't part of the season? Because I always think of Henley, I think of Chelsea Flower Show, I perhaps think of the F1, but maybe not.
It's sort of the modern season, the F1. Old stick-in-the-muds like me probably wouldn't consider it part of the...
Rugger and Twickers.
Yes, you could go to Twickenham Rugby. Is fine. Again, that's sort of modern, but anything with a horse, really, is fine.
Okay, now, what about if I'm sitting at the dinner table? What am I drinking? Let's say I'm having lunch.
Before any meal, whether it's a lunch or a dinner, you'd probably start with a sherry. You can't go wrong with a sherry.
Right.
A dry sherry, or medium to dry sherry, not a sweet one.
So I wouldn't have a lager?
A what?
sorry, I didn't mean to swear.
It's a faintly light coloured beer.
Never heard of it.
No, but you wouldn't hit the wine straight away, or you wouldn't hit the champers.
No, and you wouldn't call it champers.
Now, handshaking. We had a fairly firm handshake, me and you, didn't we?
We did, yes.
So we did that okay?
Perfectly, yes, but you do shake a lot of people's hands now, and they're pathetic handshakes.
Some are.
And it sets up for what is a pretty pathetic meeting, probably.
I agree. Shouldn't be limp, should it?
No, and neither should it be too strong either.
What about the social kiss? This is something that, to my mind, has arisen over the past, 10 or 15 years? I mean, do you kiss or don't you kiss?
And also another big question, just to follow on from Tim, is once or twice?
Yes, well, in Britain, traditionally, 50 years ago, it was just once, and you would only really kiss family members or very, very close friends. Because traditionally in Britain, and still now, we only show emotion for dogs or horses. We don't really want to show emotion for people. But now we've become very lovey-dovey and very European, and so a lot of the younger generations are doing two. Parts of rural France, they do five. I mean, take for hours just to say hello to a group of people if you go to a drinks party, but that's quite isolated. It does vary, but in Britain, probably the younger generations, you're probably going to be doing two now. And you shouldn't make any silly mwah, mwah noises. No. It just needs to be cheek to cheek.
Let's imagine you're a titled person or you're part of the aristocracy, you're an OE or something like that. What kind of friends must you have? Because some of those folk now have ordinary people as friends.
Yes, I know. Quelle surprise. It's happened. Friends that aren't going to embarrass you socially. So, you know, if you have a friend that comes to your house and asks for a branded beer, then I think get rid of them.
What about tattoos? They seem to have become very popular these days.
Yes, everybody's got them now, which is really a case not to have one because everyone has them. I mean, if you want to make your body look like a public lavatory wall, then I suppose that's your right.
You're good. And where do I go when I go on holiday?
Well, generally it's probably going to be France or Italy. Anywhere in Spain, apart from maybe Barcelona or Madrid.
Stay at a friend's villa?
Yes, you could stay at a friend's villa, but trips to Magaluf and things like that are to be avoided at all costs, whatever age you are. I mean, it gets pretty desperate when you're over 25 and you go to Magaluf anyway.
This is for fun, I know, because there are fewer people living that way these days, right?
Yes, there are. And really, the book is designed to sort of poke fun at it, but whilst being educational. I mean, if you do really want to social climb, then you won't do too badly.
But most of the people you'll be impressing would probably be over 50, certainly over 60, perhaps.
Yes, and they themselves may not know it all at all. The don't wear brown in town rule is particularly forgotten nowadays.
Don't wear brown in town.
Brown shoes, yes. What have you got on today?
Brownish shoes.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Start the car.
Slip-ons.
Oh, they're lovely.
Thanks. They're not the right thing, though, are they?
Well, at least they're not brown.
Not for Ascot, they're not, anyway.
Okay, what are the other absurd rules and regulations that you can think of?
Well, my favourite one, and really we discourage it today because you do look very weird in front of the concierge, is that in these hotels that have these old-fashioned push doors, but technically if it's a man and a woman, a husband and wife going out to a hotel, the man should go in first, but he needs to go around twice, so the woman emerges, doesn't have to push it.
And what about when we're eating, knives and forks in the right place still important or not?
Yes, because, I mean, especially with dining etiquette, because it can be quite tricky, actually having the rules really helps, because if people are sitting down for a date or a job interview over the lunch table and suddenly it's a weird setup, they are going to be pretty flummoxed and think, oh, what do I do? It's good to have those rules.
Do you find that folk of your ilk, in order to kind of survive, I suppose, you really do need to mix with the masses, really, downmarket?
Yes, I mean, etiquette, it is for the people. It's regardless of what social class, you should always treat people nicely and with respect and put them at ease.
William Hansen's new book, it's called The Bluffer's Guide to Etiquette, and it really is instructive and funny at the same time.
Yeah, well, I had a laugh writing it. Hopefully people will have a laugh reading it.
It is just very entertaining, yeah.
Delighted to have met you.
Thank you very much for
William Hansen,
me.
Everybody. Delighted to have met you.
Thank you.
Do come again.
Thank you.